Hello, and welcome to Totally Tubular Teen Talk. I said it right.
Nice. Yes.
Okay. So, we're your hosts. I'm Parker.
And I'm Maddie.
So, we started, this is our first episode of Teen
really
Talk.
Really is.
Totally Tubular Teen Talk.
Totally Tubular.
Tubular. Okay. Tubular. So, we started this in broadcasting class. It was originally a talk show, like, that you would watch on YouTube. But we only have the cameras in broadcasting.
Yep.
So I figured, why not do it to something more accessible, like using Anchor to make it a podcast? That way we could continue talking about things that teens are interested in and things that teens need to know.
Everybody needs to know something.
News by teens, for teens, from teens. You couldn't see that, but I just did a peace sign and stuck my tongue out because, like, Okay, so this is our first episode, so we're your hosts, and you don't really know a lot about us.
I know nothing about myself.
I'm Parker. I'm 16. I'm a sophomore. I enjoy long walks on the beach. I'm joking. But if I lived near a beach, I'd be on that every day. But I go through walks through the woods. I have to clean my shoes every time because it's really muddy because there's a stream. But, you know.
Totally not a murderer.
No. You know, you got to make sacrifices, you know. That didn't help that at all. But anyway, so I also am attempting to learn to skateboard. It's not going so well because I get nervous anytime. It's just like learning to ride a bike, so I get nervous anytime and my legs get kind of shaky.
Dude, I did not learn how to ride a bike till like after kindergarten because I was terrified.
I think I learned to ride a bike when I was in like first or second grade.
It was later.
Actually,
I learned after my younger brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
It actually might have been kindergarten because we started bike riding to school, my elementary school. But okay, so that's a bit about me. What about you?
It's me, Maddie. I'm 14. I forget sometimes, but I remember this time. I do what normal teens do. I binge on Netflix and I watch YouTube. It's very boring. I need help. I need someone, please.
Do you watch cat videos on YouTube?
Dude, yes.
I love cat videos. Like, and I hate it because I think I sound like a middle-aged mom when I say that.
Don't even. My mom calls me grandma.
My mom would call me a grandma, but my hobbies are the same as hers. That's probably because I wanted, like, she crochets and knits and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted her to make me things. And she was like, I don't care that you're a dude. You have to do this now. I can't keep making you stuff.
Yeah. I cross stitch, which is like embroidering. And my mom calls me a grandma because of that. And I keep vanilla wafers in my pockets sometimes.
You keep vanilla wafers.
Vanilla wafers.
That sounds like, you know those video games where, like, they have character descriptions? That sounds like one of the things that they'd add on.
She keeps cookies in her pocket.
That's one of the things they'd add on to, like, the side characters just to give, like, make you wonder, what kind of person is this? What? So, speaking of video games, we have our guest with us today. Her name is Olivia.
She was really nice.
She is here to talk to us about video games. She said that she'd be willing to talk to us, which is great. This is our first guest, our first episode.
Woo!
So it's kind of a test run in all reality, but she said she'd talk to us about video games.
Yeah.
So after this short break, we'll go ahead and introduce you to Olivia. Okay, so we're here interviewing our friend Olivia.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, so Olivia's gonna talk to us about video games.
That's
so
neat.
I think most teenagers at this age have probably played at least one video game, whether it's a console or a phone game. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter. But how old were you when you first played a video game?
I was probably 7 or 8,
That was when my family got our first console. We got a Wii, and that was like the coolest thing ever when I was a kid. I played a lot of Mario games. That was like my go-to.
I love Mario games.
Dude, I'm boss at Mario Kart.
Mario games are just so classic that most people have played at least one or heard of them, and it's great. So, what's your favorite game to play on any of consoles?
That's, I don't really know. When I was a early teen, like, you know, 12 or 13, you know, sometimes even 11 or whatever, I played a lot of Halo. I played Call of Duty. That was a lot of fun. I loved zombies. That was my favorite personally. But my favorite game, I've really loved Overwatch since it came out in 2016. And I would say, even though it's, you know, not as popular, I still love that game. And I still play it pretty often. So that's probably my favorite game.
I honestly, like you said, it's not that popular, but Overwatch is that game where no one really knows everything about it, but like everyone knows at least one person that plays it.
And it's
weird. Because like, you don't have any other games like that. Most games get popular and they stay popular for a bit, but that didn't really happen, did it?
Right? Nope.
Okay. So,
yeah. What's your favorite console?
I'll admit I haven't played on a lot of consoles in my life. I've had the Wii, I've had an Xbox 360, I have an Xbox One now, and I've had a Nintendo Switch.
That's nice.
But I think in terms of being so universal, I would say Xbox One. So, like with the Switch, you get, you know, you mainly have Mario games, that's kind of it. So I feel like Xbox is more universal. You can play a lot of different stuff.
I get that.
Yeah. My favorite out of everything I have, I know it's not technically a console, but I can't talk. That's fine. I prefer my DS because it's
3DS only.
Yeah, my 3DS, it's, the thing is, when the screen gets any bigger, I can't usually sit as close to it.
I get that.
And so I have to be able to see it. I know I have glasses, but they don't work ever.
They don't work. Yeah, I used to play DS a lot, too. My brother has a 3DS that he still uses. It's really nice.
I've never had my own DS. I always just inherit my older sister's DSs. And so it's funny, because I'll have them. Like, because DSs are supposed to last a long time.
Yeah.
But by the time I get them, they're already old. So, like, they break within a year or something.
Oh, no.
It's always funny, though.
That's great. I love that.
How often do you play video games? Because I know some people play every day. But, like, in high school, you don't always get that option because of homework and stuff.
All that. I would say probably every 2 or 3 days. You know, you've got homework, you've got life stuff, but it's a fun thing to do, you know, winding down or just hanging out. You got nothing else to do, nothing better to do. I'd say it's like kind of something I look to do is probably 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I like to play.
That's a very responsible answer. Yes. If it was up to me, I'd be playing video games every day. I procrastinate like no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny, but it's also not funny.
It's
but
also not
you know what?
Why
know
what? I've
that
been
happens.
Doing it less now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, good.
My grades got better. It's fine.
It's good. It's always good.
So thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank
it's
you.
Really nice to have you on the show. It's really nice to have you
so
as our
great.
First guest, which
Ooh.
Is also big. I hope we have more. And thank you.
Of course. Thank